非常谢谢诗班给我们带来那么美好的提醒和信息。
I'd like to thank the choir for this wonderful reminder and message.
昨天晚上，师母跟我都非常的兴奋，因为我们看到了宋恩他那个单位从中东拍的录影带。
Last night, Mrs. Lee and I were very excited because we saw a video that was taken of the unit that my son Chris was with in the Persian Gulf.
不知道是摄影机有问题呢，还是他真的吃了很多的食物，他好像变胖了。
We do not know whether it's due to the focus of the camera or whether he indeed took a lot of food. He seemed to be fatter.
感谢主，全队的人都亮相，一个一个都有极短的一段讲话的时间。
It was very good editing. All the members of the units appeared on camera and spoke a few words.
一方面我感谢主，一方面我也加强为他祷告的负担。他是唯一在一百多人里面提到教会的一个人。
I was glad to hear him mention the word church during his short message, and he was the only one out of 100 or so members of his unit who did that.
他再三的要我代表他告诉教会的弟兄姊妹，你们的代祷对他有何等的支持。
He mentioned several times how he appreciated all the prayers you have all offered to God on behalf of him.
我能够感觉到他讲这句话的时候心里面的诚恳。
I can feel his sincerity when he said that.
他的单位现在不能马上回来，因为要照顾伊拉克的这些战俘。
It is now their responsibility to look after all the Iraqis.
他说他发现在几千个伊拉克他接触过的战俘里面有40个基督徒。
Out of 1,000 or so Iraqis that he has gotten in touch with, he discovered there were 40 or so Christians.
虽然他是归心似箭，但是当我们问到什么时候回来的时候，他说遥遥无期。
So even though we all want him to come back, he wants to come back, a definite date though is not clear.
他现在就抓住 Bush 总统的一句话，七月四号都要回来过国庆，所以他说我最少七月四号以前会回来。
All they can hang there, all they could hope for is Bush's promise that there will be a big parade on the 4th of July.
感谢主，今天早上我们也有机会跟他谈了有半个多钟头的话在电话里面。
This morning we talked to him over the phone for over 30 minutes.
再一次谢谢弟兄姊妹在祷告里面纪念他。
And again we thank you all for your prayers.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
天父，我们感谢你，你把我们放在黑暗里能够为你发光。
Heavenly Father, we thank you because when you place us into darkness, you allow us to shine for you.
我们感谢主，你把我们放在压力的里面，我们可以为你散发香气。
And when you put us under pressure, you allow us to spread your fragrance.
我们感谢你，你把我们放在苦难当中，让我们能够经历和见证你的平安。
And when you put us in suffering,You allow us to witness and testify to your wonderful mercy.
所以我们今天早上为着黑暗，为着压力，为着苦难，感谢你。
So we thank you for darkness, for pressures, and for suffering.
感谢主，黑暗有一天会过去。
We thank you because the darkness will pass.
难处有一天会过去。
Difficulties will pass.
我们凭着信心等候你自己的荣耀彰显。
And by faith we await the appearance of your glory.
把下面的时间继续的交在主你手中。
And we place the following time into your own hands.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请各位再翻回到以弗所书第一章第十五节。
Let's turn back to the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 15.
以弗所书一章十五节23到23节，我们已经连续有三个主日跟大家一起分享这一段的经文。
We have shared from this passage of scriptures on three occasions already.
我们从这一段保罗为教会的祷告，看见上帝对教会的心意。
through this prayer of Paul concerning the church, we can discern the will of God concerning the church.
或者从另外一个角度来说，保罗是照着上帝的心意来为教会祷告。
Or we can say Paul is praying for the church in the will of God.
在过去这一个月的时间，每一次我想到这一段经文的时候，
In the past month, whenever I think about this passage,
我就做一个比较，比较我为教会的祷告和保罗为教会的祷告有什么不一样。
I try to make a comparison between my prayer for the church and Paul's prayer for the church.
我为教会的祷告可以在我们的节目单里面的代祷消息来作为代表。
When you want to know about my prayers for the church, we can look into our prayer bulletin.
那么我们每一次把这个夹在节目单里面，乃是希望教会弟兄姊妹一同用祷告来纪念教会弟兄姊妹的需要。
And when we put these prayer items into the bulletin, it is our wish that all of us will be praying for the needs of our brothers and sisters.
每一次我们看这个代祷消息的时候，我们觉得我们代祷的这些内容还蛮平衡的。
And sometimes we even feel that the prayer requests here are rather balanced.
我们看见有本地的需要，我们看见有外地的需要。
We can see here the needs of the local area as well as overseas.
这个礼拜我们要特别为一个国家祷告，恐怕这个国家对我们大多数的人来讲都不知道它在哪里。
For example, right at the bottom it says, this week we should be praying for this country, but I'm afraid that most of us don't even know where it is.
我盼望今天回去，大家如果有机会翻一翻地图，到底冈比亚在什么地方？
Perhaps we can go back today and look in our atlas where Gambia is.
我们看见不只是有本地的需要，我们看见有世界各地的需要。
So we not only are concerned with the local needs, but the needs around the world.
感谢主，也有感恩，但是也有代求。
We see here also we have thanksgiving as well as prayer requests.
我们从这样的一个简单的一个代祷这个消息上面，我们看见弟兄姊妹的需要。
And from this we can also see the needs of our brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，让我们一同为弟兄姊妹祷告，为有需要的肢体祷告，让这个教会真是成为有爱的一个见证。
Indeed, let us learn to pray for each other so that there will be a true testimony of love.
但是不可否认的，当我们看这个祷告的单子，然后再看回刚才我们所读的这段经文的时候，我们发现我们为教会的祷告和保罗为教会的祷告是不一样。
But on the other hand, when we compare this prayer request to what Paul has prayed for the church, there's a tremendous difference.
也许我们很快的反应就是说，保罗当然他比较属灵，所以他的祷告就比较属灵，他的祷告比较高级一点。
Perhaps we will retort and say, well, that's because Paul is more spiritual, and so his prayers are more spiritual than ours.
他的祷告比我们更深奥。
His prayers are deeper than ours.
但是当我把我们的祷告和他的祷告来做个相比的时候，
But when we make a true comparison,
我们会觉得我们的祷告太现实，我们的祷告太功利了一点。
Perhaps we can say our prayer requests are too practical.
我们为健康，
We pray for our health,
为前途，
Our future,
事业，
Our job,
家人，
our family,
讲了半天都是我们的需要。
It talks about our needs,
都是物质的需要，
material needs.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
当我越把这两个祷告来做相比的时候，
when I compare these prayers,
我个人并不以为然说保罗的祷告比我们更深奥，保罗的祷告比我们更属灵。
I do not claim that the prayer of Paul is more spiritual or deeper than ours.
但是我有个很深的一个信念，我觉得保罗在以弗所里面的祷告是我们这一个祷告应该有的一个基础。
I believe that the prayer that Paul uttered here should be the basis or the foundation for our prayers.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以为这些事情祷告。
Yes, indeed, we can pray for these things.
但是为这些事情祷告，必须有为这些事情祷告的一些基本条件。
But in order for us to pray for these things, we need certain conditions.
我觉得我们的祷告的生活，很多时候没有机会好好的去反省和检讨。
I fear that most of the time we do not have an opportunity to rethink our prayer life.
我们说我们的祷告不是过去在民间信仰里面所说的有求必应的那一种。
The kind of prayer life we're talking about is not the kind of prayers that we expect answers all the time.
但是难道我们不期待神听我们的祷告吗？
But on the other hand, do we not always wish that God will hear our prayers?
难道我们把这些事情提出来好像无病呻吟吗？
Isn't it our wish when we pray these things, we want God to answer them?
很明显的, 我发现今天很多基督徒的祷告, 恐怕包括我自己的祷告在内,
I'm afraid that most of our prayer lives
很多时候是一种例行的公事,
becomes just a thing that we do habitually.
很多时候祷告好像良心的贿赂,
it's perhaps a bribe to our conscience.
弟兄姊妹,有的时候我在想,我们宁愿不要祷告。
In that sense, maybe we shouldn't pray.
免得我们自己欺骗我们自己。
So that we will not cheat ourselves.
祷告是一个很深的讲究。
Yes, prayer is a very deep thing.
祷告是一件很容易的事情, 祷告也是一个很困难的事情。
On the one hand, it's so easy, on the other hand, it's so difficult.
容易是因为你一信主, 你就可以祷告。
It's easy because once you believe in him, you can pray.
有的时候可能刚信主的时候的祷告更单纯。
In fact, perhaps when we first become a Christian, our prayers are simpler.
我们记得有这样的一个见证。
Perhaps we remember this testimony.
以前讲过,原来我再讲一次。
I've said this before.
有一个地方可能是加州南部,我不知道, 因为干旱太久,他们求上帝让他们有雨水。
There was this area, perhaps this is in Southern California, there was this long drought, so everybody was praying for rain.
他们全部到教会里面同心为下雨祷告。
Everybody went into the church and prayed for rain.
在100多人的祷告里面,有一个小女孩非常的与众不同。
But in this congregation of over 100, there was one little girl that was quite different.
因为她来祷告的时候,她带着雨伞来的。
She brought an umbrella with her coming to the prayer meeting.
每一次我想到这个见证,
Whenever I remember this testimony,
我心里面有个很深很深的感触和惭愧的感觉。
I feel shameful.
今天这个小孩子他去祷告,
This little child went to prayer meeting.
当他拿着雨伞去的时候,
When she brought her umbrella,
这些大人都笑他。
All the adults laughed at her.
孩子,你难道不知道现在我们在干旱吗?
Child, do you not know we are in a drought?
你是带这个伞是做阳伞用的呢?还是做雨伞用的呢?
Are you bringing the umbrella for the sun or for the rain?
这个孩子被这些大人问得个莫名其妙。
The child was puzzled by all these questions.
他说我们不是来为下雨祷告吗?
Are we not praying for rain?
等到祷告下雨的时候,我回家怎么办呢?
And when I pray and it starts to rain, how can I go home?
我总要用雨伞撑着让我回家嘛。
I need an umbrella to keep me dry.
弟兄姊妹,那么简单的一句孩子的话,
These simple childish words
提醒我们的祷告何等的亏欠神。
Reminds us how we have come short of God's expectations.
所以当我们看见我们的祷告生活的时候,
So when we examine our prayer
life, 有的时候我差一点很冲动的要跟吴牧师讲,
Sometimes I feel I want to say this to Pastor Wu.
不要再印这些祷告消息了。
Let us not continue to put these items on the bulletin.
因为我们到底信不信我们屈膝在神的面前神要动工神要垂听呢?
Because do we truly believe when we start praying for these things that God will work among us?
如果我们没有那一个单纯的信心,
If we do not have such a simple faith,
求主让我们先回到保罗这个祷告。
Then may the Lord allow us to first come back to the prayer call. Pray for ourselves.
求主打开我们的眼睛,
that the Lord will open our eyes.
认识神的丰富,
so that we will know His glory.
当我们求切身的事情的时候, 就可以有信心,
so that when we pray for practical things, we have faith to back it up.
因为我们今天求的对象是这位阿爸父亲。
Because the object of our prayers is our Heavenly Father.
弟兄姊妹,这是一个很严重的事情。
This is indeed serious.
很多人做基督徒做到一个地步会疲倦,会累。
Some people become Christians for so long they become tired.
因为他觉得他做基督徒做的没有意思。
Because it becomes no meaning to becoming a Christian.
我做基督徒就是每一个礼拜天坐在这里,然后被你算在那三四百人里面的一个,有什么意义呢?
What meaning is there if I'm just a Christian on Sunday coming here being counted as one of the 400 or so people?
弟兄姊妹,当我在准备的时候,
And when I was preparing this sermon,
我好像看见一个一个弟兄姊妹的脸孔。
I started to see each of your faces.
我突然发现, 我看见我自己的脸孔。
Suddenly my own face appeared before me.
我发现我所看见的这些人,
I discovered that these people
都是在祷告的里面常常灰心的人。
are people who become frustrated in their prayers.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果不相信，让主先打开我们的眼睛，使我们真知道他，弟兄姊妹，这些祷告可能都是空的。
If we do not believe that he will truly work, then perhaps we should pray first that God will open our eyes.
十七节保罗说，使你们真知道他。
To know him truly.
然后从十八节告诉我们说，使你们知道三件很重要的事情。
To know three important things.
这三件事情跟我们的祷告生活也有关系。
These three things have a tremendous relation to our prayer lives.
因为这三件事情跟我们的信仰有直接的关系。
Because they are directly related to our faith.
第一，他求神让我们知道他的恩召有何等的盼望。
First, we need to know the hope to which he has called us.
恩召和过去有关系。
The calling is in the past.
然后他为我们认识基业来祷告。
And then we have to know the riches of our inheritance.
这个 inheritance, 这个基业是讲到将来的事情。
The inheritance is in the future.
然后他说，要知道我们有何等浩大的能力在我们的里面。
And thirdly, to know his incomparably great power in us.
恩召是讲到信仰的起步和入门。
The call talks about our beginning in the Christian walk.
基业是讲到我们信仰的报上和目标。
The inheritance talks about the culmination of our walk.
能力讲到现在是提到信仰的过程和信仰的经历。
And the power is in the present during our process.
我们三次已经讲到二十二节，今天早上我们要看第二十三节。
For the past three times, we talked up to verse 22, and today we will concentrate on verse 23.
我们从二十二节读下来，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满。
We will start at verse 22, and God placed all things under his feet, and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
以弗所书有一个主题是讲到教会真理。
The theme of the book of Ephesians is the truth of the church.
教会真理对保罗来讲是一个非常重要的一个真理。
And the truth of the church in the eyes of Paul is utmost important.
刚才我们所读的这两节圣经是在以弗所书里面第一次提到教会这个名词。
And in the two verses that we just read, this is the first time that the term church appears.
当我在看许多的参考书的时候，
And when I was trying to do research into many commentaries,
我看到贾玉明牧师有一句话讲到，以弗所书一章二十三节。
I came across a certain commentary from a pastor Jia.
他说，这一节圣经是以弗所书里面最深奥、最富丽最难解的一节圣经。
He said, of all the verses in the book of Ephesians, perhaps this is the most difficult one to interpret.
我看很多书，许多解经家都同意这个说法。
And when I read many other commentaries, I find they all came to the same conclusion.
但是我自己去查考的时候，
But when I delve into these verses,
当我反复思想这一段经文的时候，
When I meditate again and again upon these verses,
我并不觉得这一节圣经那么难。
I do not feel this is so difficult.
一章二十三节其实从文法句型来看非常的清楚。
Because if you look at it grammatically, verse 23 is quite clear.
因为二十三节告诉我们教会是什么，他用两句平行的句子来形容教会。
He used two parallel concepts to describe the church.
第一，教会是他的身体。
First, the church is His body.
第二，教会是那充满万有者所充满。
The church is the fullness of him who fills everything.
中文圣经这两个是这个字，让我们看见教会到底是什么。
In the Chinese, we see these two words is, and it's very clear on what the church is.
二十三节上半句，教会是他的身体，是讲到教会的地位。
When we say the church is his body, it talks about the position.
当后半句讲到教会是那充满万有者所充满的时候，是讲到教会的功用。
And when we talk about the church is the fullness of him, we talk about the function of the church.
地位和功用对保罗来讲是他常用的一个平衡提醒的一个思想。
Paul often used these kind of concepts to describe certain things, the position and the function.
也是以弗所书的特点。
And this is also very clear in the book of Ephesians.
因为以弗所书一共六章，
There are six chapters.
前面三章是讲到基督徒的地位，后面三章是讲到基督徒的功用。
The first three chapters talks about the position of a Christian, and the last three talks about our function.
功用是从地位所决定。
Our function depends on our position.
我们看到夫妇的关系。
When we talk about the relation between husband and wife,
我们知道彼此之间有他不同的功用。
We know that they have different functions.
因为他们认识他们不同的角色。
Because they realize they have different roles.
我们要先认识我们的身份和角色，我们才能够发挥我们照着那个身份角色带出来的功用。
We need to understand our position or our roles before we can bring forth our legitimate function.
地位功用也使我们想到理论和实际。
Or we can say this is theory and practice.
也可以使我们想到信仰和生活。
Or we can say this is faith and living.
弟兄姊妹，这两样东西在我们的信仰里面缺一不可。
We need both of these concepts.
今天教会出问题出毛病，
Very often when trouble arises in church,
也许我们知道自己的身份，
It's because perhaps we know our position.
我们没有把功用能够把它活出来，
But we did not live out our function.
我们想要好好去做，但是我们不明白我们的角色是什么。
Perhaps we really want to do good, but we do not know where we stand.
我们就从这两个角度来看这一节贾玉明牧师所谓最深奥的一节圣经。
So let us look at these verses, this verse from these two angles.
保罗说教会的地位，他说教会是他的身体。
In terms of the position of the church, Paul says that the church is his body.
教会是身体。
The church is a body.
对保罗来讲，他这个观念从哪里来的呢？
Where did Paul get this concept?
基督徒，我上个月曾经提到，我觉得基督徒我们没有参加圣餐是个很可惜的事情。
Last month I mentioned how as Christians It's a pity if we cannot come to Holy Communion.
在我们很熟悉的关于圣餐的那段经文《哥林多前书》十一章里面，
Perhaps we are all very familiar with the scriptures that teach us about Holy Communion in the First Corinthians.
请注意保罗怎么说。
What did Paul said there?
你听哈，他说我当日传给你们的，
What I preached to you
是从主领受的。
I received from the Lord.
OK, 再一遍哈，我当日传给你们的是从主领受的。
What I have preached to you, I have received from the Lord.
你如果看英文圣经，讲到这里就两点。
And then if you read the English version, you see the colon.
就是说我传给你的，当日从主领受的，就是下面那些话。
And that is what I am preaching to you, what I have received from the Lord is the following.
你听下面怎么说。
And what did he say?
他说主耶稣被卖的那一夜，
When Jesus was betrayed,
拿起饼来，
He took bread,
拨开，
Broke it,
祝谢以后拨开，
He gave thanks and broke it,
然后说这个说那个。
And then he said the following.
请你注意一件事情，
Please pay attention to this.
保罗好像是在场，
Paul seems to give an impression that he was there.
因为他讲得那么生动啊。
Because he described it so lively.
他说主耶稣被卖的那一夜，
said, On the night that Jesus was betrayed,
好像他就在那里。
Seemingly he was right there.
看见耶稣拿起饼来，
He saw Jesus lifting the bread,
拨开，
Broke it,
祝谢，
And give thanks,
分给大家，
And give it to everybody.
然后说这是我的身体，
said, This is my body.
好像他自己听到一样。
Seemingly he heard it himself.
其实他根本不在场，
But he wasn't there.
而且呢，这些在场的人
Those who were there
根本不愿意告诉他，
didn't even want to talk to him.
因为保罗刚信主的时候，
because when Paul first became a Christian,
这些门徒不要跟他做朋友，
all the disciples and apostles didn't want to
have any friends. 每一个人都怀疑他，
because they were suspicious of him.
因为这个人，这个善者不来，来者不善，
because he used to persecute the church.
有一点好像我们到台北去，
It's sort of like when we were in northern Thailand.
哎呀, 我们是要去传福音啊。
We said we want to go there to preach
我们从美国来的。
We come from America.
我们爱你们。
We love you.
哎呀, 耶稣爱你们。
Jesus loves you.
上帝爱你们。
God loves you.
就先看看我们。
The native people look at us.
最高指挥官请我们吃饭的时候。
Their highest official, when they were treating us to dinner,
非常客气。
They were very courteous.
过了一天,
After one day,
他手下一个大官,
one of his followers
政治处的主任,
is one of a high political figure.
他终于告诉我,
Finally,
说李牧师, 我坦白地告诉你,
they said, Pastor Lee, I'm telling you this very frankly.
你们飘洋过海, 经过那么几千里的跋涉, 来到我们中间, 老实告诉你们, 你们来的时候, 我们都怀疑你们。
When you first came, traveling so many miles, we were suspicious.
你们是美国来的。
You come from America.
跟CIA一定有关系。
You must be from the CIA.
然后你们说你们都是台湾来的。
When you say you're all from Taiwan,
跟KMT一定有关系。
Then you must be related to the KNT.
但是发现你们国语都讲得不错。
But your Mandarin's all very good.
搞不好是统战部来的。 United Front.
Perhaps you are from the United Front.
怀疑我们。
They were suspicious.
感谢主, 日久见人心。
But we thank the Lord through the days they could see indeed our hearts.
但是也不太久, 因为我们也不能在那边待太久。
But of course we really weren't there that long.
一天的时间, 他们改变他们的看法。
But just being there for one day, they changed their viewpoints.
因为我们有医生, 我们有牙医, 我们去真的关心他们。
Because among us was a physical doctor and a dentist who really took care of their needs.
那个最高指挥官告诉我,
so the highest official told me,
他说李牧师,
Pastor Lee,
我们在你们的身上看见, 请注意啊, 他说, 看见耶稣基督牺牲的精神。
We can see the sacrificial spirit of Jesus from you all.
当年这些门徒不信任保罗。
Indeed, those disciples then did not trust Paul.
但是, 保罗怎么会知道那么清楚呢?
So how can Paul know of these things?
弟兄姊妹请注意, 这是上帝直接在他身上做的工作。
So we must conclude that this is a direct working of God among him.
所以保罗一直对身体有非常敏锐的反应。
So Paul has a sensitivity towards the concept of a body.
所以他想到教会的时候, 他就想到教会是他的身体。
When he thinks about the church, he thinks about the church as being his body.
在这里提到身体的时候, 到底给我们有一些什么样的联想?
And when the word body appears, what kind of thoughts come to our mind?
因为我们知道从使徒行传以后, 我们看教会。
Because when we look at the history of the church from Acts on,
我们在教会历史里面看教会，一直看到我们今天。
From church history until today,
我们看见人越来越多的时候, 我们难免会有一些制度, 有一些组织。
Because as the number of believers increase, inevitably some kind of system of organization has to arise.
弟兄姊妹, 一个教会到了四五百人。
When a church has grown to, say, 400 or 500,
不可能没有规矩。
It's impossible not to have rules.
所以我们需要有制度, 我们需要有组织。
So we need a system and organization.
所以我们有这个目标, 全民应当都当兵。
So we have to establish certain goals.
所以我们就强调每一个在教会里面的信徒, 都应该有一份的职分和侍奉。
We start to emphasize that all of us have to serve in the church.
不然的话, 我们就觉得这个组织, 这个制度, 不完美。
If not, then the system is not working.
弟兄姊妹, 今天早上我们从保罗的话, 我们要提醒我们自己。
But from the words of Paul this morning, we need to remind ourselves.
Organization, 组织是重要的。 也是必须的。
It is important and necessary to have organization.
但是如果我们忘记教会是身体, 我们这个组织有一天会僵化。
We need to understand that the church is a body also.
如果我们只讲 organization 而不讲到 organism, 讲到这个身体的有机体。
If we overemphasize the organization, then the organism will suffer.
所以我们需要生命的气息, 生命的大能, 在教会的里面。
That is why we need the breath of life and the power of life in us.
如果我们今天只讲求组织，
If we only talk about organization today,
今天我们在北美很容易讲组织。
And this is a popular concept in North America.
因为今天在北美，我们讲效率的时候，我们必须从组织里面来看。
Because we are a nation that concentrates on efficiency.
前天晚上我听到一个见证。
Night before, I heard the following testimony.
他说：“李牧师，你知不知道这是中东战争
？”This person was talking about the Middle East War.
他说有一种的坦克车。
He said there's this kind of tank.
突然他们要在发动的时候。
When they wanted to start.
发现这坦克车里面 computer 的 software 出了问题。
They suddenly discover a bug in the software operating the tank.
都急得不得了。
And they were very anxious.
这怎么办呢？马上从卫星就打电报回到美国。
So immediately they relayed this question through the satellite back to North America.
在美国经开这个离开有好几千英里之外
，several thousand miles apart，
在那个 keyboard 上面。那个好好的打一下、哦、就找到毛病找到问题马上又从这个人造卫星打回去
And the programmers over here found the problem and then relayed the solution via the satellite back
他们发现那个坦克车一开动、哦、可以发动的时候哎呀他们所有的人放下一块石头
And when they inputted the new program the tank started and they all were relieved
在这里我们看一方面有组织和系统
So we see organization.
但是我们不要忘记，在整个冷酷的硬体的里面，还有很重要的软体的成分在当中。
So we need to understand the interaction between the hardware and the software.
那是人的思想。
This is the thinking of man.
那是人的聪明。
This is indeed man's wisdom.
今天我们需要上帝的爱，上帝的生命，在这一个教会的里面。
But then we need more the love of God and the wisdom of God.
当他这里提到身体的时候。
And when he mentioned the word body,
这里还没有提到肢体的关系。
He did not mention the interaction between various members.
他这个地方只提到生命的重点。
He is emphasizing the importance of life.
没有提到关系的重点。
He has not started talking about relations.
因为在罗马书十二章，在哥林多前书十二章，在那个地方，保罗才讲到身体彼此的关系。
In Romans chapter 12 as well as Corinthians. Talking about relations.
因为在罗马书十二章，在哥林多前书十二章，在那个地方，保罗才讲到身体彼此的关系。
In Romans chapter 12 as well as Corinthians chapter 12, he starts talking about the body in terms of relations.
教会是身体。
The church is a body.
但是他不是说单单教会是身体，他说教会是他的身体。
But he said the church is his body.
那当然我们一看到这里我们马上圣经很熟那么耶稣基督就是教会的头
We are very familiar with the scripture so we immediately conclude yes, Jesus is the head
但弟兄姊妹今天早上让我们好好的注意看一下
But let us pay special attention this morning
在这个地方保罗并没有讲耶稣基督是教会的头
Paul did not mention here that Jesus Christ is the head here
一直到第五章二十三节的时候才提到基督是教会的头。
He waited until chapter 5 before he expounded on the theme that Jesus is the head of the body.
因为我们很习惯一看到教会是基督的身体，所以我们就马上反过来，我们就发挥说耶稣基督是教会的元首。
Perhaps we are so familiar with chapter 5 verse 23 that Jesus is the head of the church that when we see this verse immediately we jump to that conclusion.
保罗在这里提到基督 他这里没有提到基督是教会的元首
Paul did not mention here that Christ is the head of the body
他在这里提到基督是万有的元首
He mentioned here Christ is the head over everything
我们把一章二十二节跟五章二十三节连在一起来看的时候
When we put verse 22 of chapter 1 together with verse 23 of chapter 5
我们看见耶稣基督有一个所谓的 double headship 双重的元首性
We suddenly discovered that Jesus Christ has a double headship.
在这里, 我们不只是看见耶稣基督是教会的头,
Not only is he the head of the church,
但是我们不要忘记, 弟兄姊妹, 当我看到这里的时候, 我非常的兴奋。
And when I see this, I was so excited.
因为这个教会的元首也是万有的元首。
Because the head of the church is also the head over everything.
你懂我的意思吗?
Do you understand my thinking?
我在家里面是我家的元首,
when I'm at home, I'm the head of the family.
但是呢, 我在我的公司, 我不见得是我公司的元首。
But in my company, I am not the head of the company.
我们今天把耶稣基督太局限在一个小小的一个范围里面。
But perhaps we have limited Jesus in his role.
是的, 我们承认你是元首。
Yes, we admit that you are the head.
但是我们不认识他也是万有的元首。
But we do not truly understand he is the head over everything.
弟兄姊妹，现在你能够了解为什么我们对这一段圣经的认识会影响到我们的祷告生活。
So do you understand how our understanding of this passage will influence how we pray?
我们对这一段圣经的认识可以影响到我们将来教会的发展。
Our understanding of this passage will influence how our church will develop.
因为教会是他的，这个他是万有的元首。
Because the church is his, and this he is the head over everything.
这个地方提到教会的地位。
Here it talks about the position of the church.
教会是他的身体。
The church is his body.
特别提到我们跟他的关系。
It reminds us of our relation with him.
弟兄姊妹, 这是一个非常重要的一件事情, 也是一个非常严重的一件事情。
This is so important and so serious.
你可以参加一个地上的教会。
You can join a church on earth.
你可以受洗。
You can be baptized.
你可以把你的名字放在教会的名册里面。
You can include your name in the church's roster.
但是如果你的名字, 如果你跟神, 跟基督没有直接生命的关系, 还是空的。
But if you do not have a true living relation with Jesus, all this is still empty.
这里讲到教会的地位。
Here we mention the position of the church.
然后他说是那充满万有者所充满的。
When he also talked about the fullness of him who fills everything.
讲到教会的功用。
Talks about the function of the church.
为什么说是功用呢?
Why do I say this is a function?
前半句是讲到教会与基督的关系。
The first passage talks about the relation between the church and Christ.
后半句是讲到基督，这个教会和万有的关系。
The latter portion talks about the church relation with the rest of everything.
约翰福音一章十八节很熟悉的一节圣经告诉我们说，从来没有人看过神，只有父怀里的独生子把它表明出来。John
1:18 is very familiar to us. No one has seen God. It is only his son who has let us see him.
我们今天看不到上帝。Today
we cannot see God.
所以我们把耶稣基督介绍给各位。
So that's why we introduce Jesus to you.
所以我们在圣经里面看到耶稣基督为我们留下来的一些信息、一些见证、一些榜样。哎呀，我们知道我们所信的神是怎么样一位神。
Through the scriptures' recordings of the workings and the words of Jesus, we can become to know him.
所以基督是上帝的流露和彰显。
So Christ is indeed the revelation of God.
在这里告诉我们说, 教会是基督的流露和彰显。
So in this sense, then the church is the revelation of Jesus to the rest of the world.
我们可以从耶稣基督认识上帝。
Through Jesus Christ, we can know God.
下面那句话就很严重了。
Then what follows is most serious.
今天的人要从教会来认识耶稣基督。
The rest of the world will know Jesus through the church.
这个叫做功用。
This is the function of the church.
照着保罗告诉我们,
and this is from Paul's teaching.
我们应该反射耶稣基督出来。
We need to reflect Jesus to others.
儿子是父亲的表露。
The son is the revelation of the father.
前几个礼拜我们的老大从台湾回来。
Several weeks back, our older son was back with us.
他说要给他的祖父母一个 surprise. 从台湾回来跟我的父母亲过旧历年。
He wanted to give a surprise to his grandfather and grandmother. He came back from Taiwan to spend Chinese New Year with them.
我跟师母到飞机场去接他。
And Mrs. Lee and I went to the airport to see him.
我们一看到他。
When we saw him,
又快乐, 又,
又不舒服。
On the one hand, we were very glad to see him. On the other hand, there seemed to be this strange feeling inside.
快乐因为看到儿子。
We are happy because we see our own son.
不舒服因为看到留胡子的儿子。
We have the strange feeling because he started to grow a mustache.
我跟老大讲。
And I told him.
不好看啊。
Doesn't look good on you.
脏脏的样子。
Gives me an impression that you're not clean.
你要这样去看公公婆婆啊，你要这样去看爷爷奶奶啊。
Are you going to see granddad and grandma like that?
我说你不要忘记，你的奶奶有心脏病。
Don't forget your grandma has a heart condition.
我说你给她 surprise 好，你不要，我说你要负责，如果到时候把你奶奶吓坏了。
Yes, it's good to give them a surprise, but don't overdo it.
Overdo it. 第二天早上。
Second morning.
哎，他把下面刮掉。
See, he came back with a beard. I'm sorry, he came back with a beard and he shaved the lower part, so he still has a mustache.
那么他留了上面。
So he kept the upper part.
妈妈还是不满意。
Mrs. Lee was still not satisfied.
还是脏，不过比昨天干净一点。
It's a little bit better, but not good enough.
我到底在讲什么
？What am I trying to say?
我是他父亲。
I am his father.
他应该流露他的父亲，对不对
？He should reflect his father.
他流露什么呢
？What is his? He is reflecting.
流露一样事情。
He's reflecting one thing.
流露一个喜欢留胡子的心。
He is showing us he likes.To have a beard.
你们听不懂吗？因为我自己很想留胡子。
Now you understand. I want to have a beard.
看过肖兴志弟兄留以后。
Especially after I've seen Brother Shao.
我更想留。
I really wanted to have one.
因为我有把握比他好看。
Because I knew if I grew a beard, I would look better than him.
所以当他的母亲一直在骂他的时候。
So when Mrs. Lee keep on scolding Ken,
哎呀，我心里面就在想
，I was thinking in my heart,
不要骂了
，Don't scold him.
骂他不如骂爸爸。
If you continue to scold him, you're actually scolding me.
因为他是父亲的流露。
Because he's just reflecting what his father.
弟兄姊妹，这是生命很自然的一个现象。
This is a natural thing.
但是为什么今天教会却不能把耶稣基督流露出来呢？
Then why is it that the church today cannot reflect Jesus?
Yes, 保罗在这里说是那充满万有者所充满，两次提到充满。
Paul here mentioned the word fullness and filling in twice.
在希腊文这个充满这个字，我觉得被一般人所忽略。
And perhaps the Greek word for fill here is.Something that we overlook.
在希腊文这个是 pleroma 这个字，我觉得今天我们应该在主的面前强调、高举、追求这一句话。
Perhaps we have overlooked the Greek word for this word, fill.
前年我在菲律宾开会的时候
，When I was in Philippines during a meeting,
我听见在洛杉矶有一个教会的牧师 Jack Hayford 他在台上讲道。
I heard this pastor preaching. He is from Los Angeles.
他是代表今天在教会里面，他们叫做 the third wave, 第三波的一些灵恩的运动。
He is a representative of what the technical term we are using is the third wave.
他在讲台上公开的说。
And on the pulpit, he publicly announced.
他说我们今天不应该再叫什么 Pentecostalism, 不应该再叫什么这个 Charismatic, 不要再讲这些什么派什么派什么派。
He is trying to emphasize that we should get away from all these terms, Charismatics, Pentecostals, and so on.
他说我们应该发明一个新的字，就是根据这个 Pleroma 这个字，而我们应该把今天的教会叫做 Pleromatic Church.
He is proposing to use the same word here to describe this movement.
这个 pleromatic 这个字，我相信字典上找不到的。
If you look into a dictionary, you will not find this word.
但是这一个字应该代表描写今天地上的教会。
But then this word should be used to describe the church today.
但是请问，今天人看到教会，人的印象是什么？
But I sincerely ask you, when someone sees the church today, what kind of image do they go away with?
今天一提到教会，
whenever we mention church，
我们听到许多讽刺的话。
We perhaps hear a lot of words that contains insults。
我不知道你们那天有没有看到第四台电视台。
I do not know whether you saw the news that I saw on Channel 4.
他讲到 Jim Baker 就是那个电视布道家的这个消息。
They were mentioning news about Jim Baker.
结果把我们国务卿这个 Jim Baker 的相片放在下面。
Oh, I'm sorry. They put the picture of our Secretary of State who has the same name, Jim Baker.
我在电视上看到，把我吓一跳。
I saw on television and I was amazed.
第二天 ，Boston Globe 也提到这件事情。
And on the second day, the Boston Globe also mentioned this.
马上第四台过了两分钟，马上道歉，说刚才把相片搞错了。
And so Channel 4 immediately apologized and said we mixed up the pictures.
为什么
？Why？
那么紧张
？Why were they so nervous？
因为 Secretary of State。现在他的名声是如日当中啊，是非常非常这个大家都佩服他。
Because Jim Baker of the Secretary of State is someone who is highly regarded and admired.
你怎么可以把这两个贝克放在一起而搞乱
？So how can you mix up these two Bakers?
弟兄姊妹，我心里面实在非常非常的伤痛和难过。
And when I see this, I was deeply hurt inside.
今天基督教的传道人被人诟病到这样的一个地步。
Because this is the image that the world has towards a preacher.
请问我们今天在座每一个基督徒是代表耶稣基督呢，还是让耶稣基督的名受羞辱？
So are we truly reflecting Jesus Christ, or are we bringing shame to the name of Jesus?
当我们回过头来看以弗所书一章二十三节的时候。
And when we turn again to verse 23 here,
我就扪心自问。
So I asked myself,
我说主啊，今天我不讲其他的教会，我只讲乌本的教会。
Lord, I will not even mention other churches. Let us just concentrate on the church here.
我看不。是基督。
I cannot see that the head of this church is Jesus Christ.
我也看不出我们说如果我们说基督是这个教会的元首，我也看不出这个元首他是万有的元首。
And if we say indeed Christ is the head of this church, I cannot see from this church that Jesus Christ is also head over everything.
我看不出这个 pleroma 这个丰盛在这个教会里面。
I cannot see the fullness of Jesus Christ in this church.
我昨天在准备这个信息到十一点半。
And as I was preparing this message, I went late into the night. It was 11:30.
我一直看复习看到这里的时候，我整个人 stuck 在那里。
When I came to this point in my sermon, I become stuck.
我说主啊，问题在哪里？
And I asked the Lord, "What is the problem?"
你说的教会是这样。
You've shown us that the church should be here.
我们的教会是那样。
Our church is down here.
你说的标准是这样。
Your standard is up here.
我们的基督徒的见证是那样。
Our actual experience is down here.
刚刚过的礼拜三晚上我们去布道。
On the past Wednesday, we went out for evangelism explosion visitation.
那么我们去看一对夫妇，一个家庭。
We went to visit this couple.
我们跟他们讲福音啊，他在那边听。
And when we were sharing the gospel, they were listening.
到最后我们做见证的时候，
But when we started giving our own testimony,
我发现他在真正的在听。
Then I realized they were listening.
理论，你可以讲。
Oh, you can just talk about theory and we'll just listen.
但是当我讲到耶稣怎么样改变我的时候，
But when I start talking about how Jesus changed me personally,
我告诉他们我以前是个脾气多坏的人的时候，
I tell them how I used to have such a bad temper.
耶稣基督怎么改变我的时候
？How Jesus changed me.
他们听。
Then I truly discovered that they were listening.
他们还在反抗。
But they were also trying to not to accept.
啊，李牧师当然嘛。
You say, Pastor Lee, of course.
注意听他下面那句话。注意听他下面讲的那句话。
Pay attention to what he has to say.
他说你们老人家了嘛。
Except you're old now.
他说你看你现在年纪那么大，当然应该有一点修养啊。
Of course, you are more advanced in age, so you have learned to control your temper.
哎呦，我当时就跟他讲，我说我发现很多人越老脾气越坏的。
And I have to share with him, I know many people who, as they grow older, their temper gets worse.
我说我很羞耻地告诉你，我们教会我也听说有很多基督徒做多年还是坏脾气的。
I have to admit frankly to you that there are many Christians in our church that I know who've been Christians many years.
就是不能控制自己。
But they still cannot control the temper.
没有办法把耶稣基督的丰富能够从身上活出来。
They cannot live out the fullness of Jesus.
后来那个人又说了。
And so they continued to answer.
当然嘛，潜移默化了，你也真是过了那么多年了，是慢慢慢慢改的啦。
Of course, it's so many years you have with each other and from the influence of all the others, that's why you were changed.
我告诉他，是的，是要慢慢的改。
And I agreed with him, yes, the change comes gradually.
很多的事情是要慢慢长进。
Many things take time to grow.
但是我要告诉你，我脾气的改变是神在我身上行的一个神迹。
But I have to tell you that my changing of my temper is a miracle of God.
神在我身上，在很短的时间里面，把我从一个脾气很坏的人，变成一个比较温柔的人。
Because it took place rather rapidly.
弟兄姊妹，到底问题在哪里？
So where is the problem?
到底问题在哪里？
Where is the problem?
第一，
First,
今天的教会元首的地位被人所篡夺了。
Perhaps the headship of the church has been taken over by somebody else.
教会的元首的位置，那个宝座，已经不是基督坐在上面，是人坐在上面。
Perhaps on the throne that is the head of the church, Christ is no longer sitting on it, but a person.
有的时候是主任牧师坐在上面，有的教会。
Perhaps sometimes it is the senior pastor sitting on it.
有的教会是长老坐在上面。
Perhaps in some churches it's the elder.
有的教会是执事坐在上面。
Or perhaps it's the deacon.
有的教会是那个奉献很多的人坐在上面。
Perhaps in some churches, it is those who give a lot financially.
总而言之，耶稣基督的宝座被篡位。
In other words, the throne of Jesus has been taken over.
我们心里面也有一个宝座。
There's a throne in our hearts as well.
很多时候，我们心里面的宝座也被篡位。
Very often, Christ is not sitting on that throne.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个原因。
Brothers and sisters, this may be a reason.
第二个原因。
Second,
我们心里有一点安慰。
Perhaps we may be comforted.
达到保罗在这里所说的境界，需要我们一同经历，一同追求，一同长大。
It takes a long time for us to reach the level of what Paul is teaching here.
今年我们的题目是建立基督的身体。
So we adopted the theme for the church this year as building the body of Christ.
什么叫做建立？就是慢慢慢慢的增加成长。
Building already tells us it's an ongoing process.
弟兄姊妹，让我们一同在主的话面前接受这个挑战。
Perhaps we should just receive the challenge from God's words.
是的，我们现在在我们的生命当中还很不像耶稣。
Perhaps in our lives today we still do notare not like Jesus.
但是求主让我们愿意把像耶稣作为我们的目标。
But we ask the Lord to give us that desire to be like him.
但是保罗在这里讲不是一个一个的基督徒，而是讲到整个教会。
But Paul here is not saying for individual Christians, but the church together.
让我们在这个教会里面看见慢慢慢慢基督的身体被建立起来。
Let us learn to grow together so that others can see the building of the body of Christ.
请我们看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to chapter 4.
十一节十二节。
Verse 11 and 12.
我盼望以后继续的跟大家查考以弗所书，就要查考这一段的经文。
Next time when I expound from Ephesians, I will be talking from these verses.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
He gave some to be apostles, prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
十三节，一直等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量 ，Pleroma。
And verse 13 says, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
我今天就正式结束这个以弗所书第一章十五节到二十三节的这个分享。
Today will be the last time I expound from this particular passage, verse 15 to 23 of chapter 1.
但是求主继续地用这段圣经成为我们每一个人为这个教会的祷告。
But I ask the Lord to use this passage to continually to remind us how to pray for this church.
我们一同翻到一百三十。